it's here and now, and he hinted at it after the Miami Heat lost to the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Finals. Now LeBron James has made it official. The superstar is heading back on the market, opting out of the final 2 years of his contract with Miami to become a free agent on July 1st. Joining us to talk about this is Doug Tribou from NPR's Only a Game. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Jeremy.
Now, this doesn't necessarily mean he's leaving Miami, right?
Not at all. This could very well be a play for LeBron to say, hey, I'm a free agent. If you want to keep me here in Miami, show me who you're willing to sign. We didn't beat the Spurs. We might need another piece. You spend some money on some key free agents, and I might even come back at a discount. This is not a money play for LeBron.
Are you implicitly talking there about Carmelo Anthony from the Knicks?
Well, that's one of the most intriguing options. He's the other big fish out there. He is a free agent as well. There are teams making moves. There's reportedly Atlanta and Cleveland. And who doesn't want LeBron James? And who doesn't want LeBron James and Carmelo together? He is definitely complicating this issue for the Heat.
Would other teams be able to afford LeBron?
I think the issue is really tricky because you're looking at the draft coming up. If you have a high draft pick, do you trade down? You free up salary cap room. There's teams like Houston and even the LA Clippers talking about it. He's such an unusual talent that there are all kinds of teams that are interested. But LeBron wants to be with somebody who's going to help him win a title. He needs to be with top-tier talent. That's why he left Cleveland to go to Miami. He is not going to go somewhere and not win titles.
And if he leaves, would he bring with him Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh? Would they follow him out the door?
I think Dwayne Wade is less likely to go. He is a career member of the Heat. He's well established there. He's already got three titles under his belt to LeBron's two. Chris Bosh is a sort of moving piece, but I don't think Chris Bosh is the exclamation point in the deal. He's not Robin to Batman here. They want Batman and Superman in the next move.
Well, and if the big three in Miami becomes history, how do they go down in the history of the NBA? They're not going to be up there with the Michael Jordan and the Bulls, will they?
That's right. I think they need to win a couple of more. And Pat Riley last week alluded to that. He said the great teams don't head out the first door that comes open. You got to stick around and make it work.
Doug Tribou with NPR's Only a Game. Doug, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.